講題係有一嬰孩為我們生。
And his sermon topic is To Us a Child is Born。
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, dear brothers and
sisters。讓我哋一齊低頭禱告。
Let us bow our heads to pray。
我哋天上阿爸父，我哋感謝讚美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you。
感謝你今天早上召聚你嘅兒女。
We thank you that you have called us together。
求天父你嘅聖靈與我哋同在。
May the Holy Spirit be with us。
以致講嘅講得清楚。
So that the one who speaks can speak clearly。
聽嘅聽得明白。
Those who hear can also hear clearly。
愿今天早上你得着荣耀。
May this morning you get the glory that you deserve。
并且得着你儿女嘅心。
And also attain the hearts of your children。
我哋咁祷告，奉主耶稣名祈求。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 当我哋回顾今年所发生嘅事情嘅时候
，When we review some of the world events for this year，
今年对基督教嘅信仰嚟讲系一个极具挑战嘅一年。
Indeed, this year has been a challenging one for the Christian faith。
喺年头嘅时候
，At the beginning of the year，
我哋睇到好多无辜嘅人或者基督徒被极端嘅回教组织去杀害。
We saw a lot of innocent people and Christians being killed by Islamic extremists。
跟住美国嘅立法組織將同性戀合法化。
And then the lawmaking body of the United States legalized same-sex marriage.
對基督徒持守真理，佢哋會受到檢控。
For those Christians who stand firm on the faith, they will be prosecuted.
到年中嘅時候。
And in the middle of the year,
又發生咗一宗用槍去嘅集體屠殺。
There was a massacre with shooting of guns.
當時美國嘅頭條咁樣寫法。
At that time, there was a newspaper in the United States with this headline.
佢話神唔係解決問題嘅方法。
He says that God is not the solution to problems.
意思即係話佢叫人去自己去認真去諗辦法去解決。
It means that it is asking people to consider ways to solve the problem.
而唔係去相信有一個神可以幫助我哋。
And not to believe that there is a God who can help us.
神係咪對呢個世界已經失去控制？
Has God lost control of the world?
聖經係咪仲係可信？
Is the Bible still believable?
聖誕節將近。
Christmas is approaching.
是我们去纪念基督降生的时候。
This is the time when we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你有什么感受？
What are your thoughts?
对于神的选民来讲，在历史上曾经发生过两次对他们的信仰有很大的挑战。
For God's chosen people, during the history of the Israelites, there were two events when there was great challenge to their faith.
当以色列人在埃及的时候。
When the Israelites were in Egypt.
当政治的环境改变。
When the political situations changed.
當埃及的統治者不再認識約瑟。
When the ruler of Egypt no longer knew who Joseph was.
以色列人遭遇到不公平的待遇。
The Israelites were under unjust treatment.
正如神在創世記十五章咁講。
As what it was foretold in Genesis 15.
亞伯拉罕的後裔會在外地受苦待四百年。
The descendants of Abraham will be in a foreign land to be mistreated for 400 years.
四百年不是一個很短的日子。
400 years is not a short period.
他们不单止被苦待。
They did not only get mistreated.
到了一个极端的情况，他们的男的婴孩会被扔在河里面去杀害。
But to an extreme extent that the baby boys were thrown into the rivers to be killed.
在这个对于他们来说没有希望的日子。
At those days when it was hopelessness to them,
有一个婴孩出世。
A child was born.
他的名字叫摩西。
His name is Moses.
同样一个情况，当去到旧约后期的时候。
Similarly, towards the end of the Old Testament,
以色列人在被掳之地回归。
The Israelites came back from the land of captivity.
圣殿被重建。
The temple was rebuilt.
耶路撒冷的城墙被重修。
The walls of Jerusalem were being repaired.
但以色列人仍然在外国的权势之下是被统治。
But the Israelites were still under the rule of a foreign power.
同样当政治环境改变的时候。
Similarly, when the political situations changed,
神的选民一样被不公平的待遇。
God's chosen people were also under unjust mistreatment.
由先知马拉基讲完他最后一个信息之后。
After the prophet Malachi finished his final message,
神有四百多年没说话。
For over 400 years, God did not speak.
期间统治的希腊帝国。
During this time, the Greek ruler
在神的聖殿裡面向他的偶像去獻祭。
They offered sacrifices to their idols in God's temple.
為的是去羞辱神，打擊神選民對神的信心。
To offend the God of Israel, and it was meant to traumatize the faith of God's people.
希臘人更加引進他們的思想。
The Greeks also introduced their philosophy.
以色列人當時被分裂。
The Israelites were divided.
有些人會選擇去將希臘的思想和以色列他們的信仰混在一起。
Some of them chose assimilate Greek thinking into their belief.
當中因為有些人願意去妥協接受這個思想。
Some of them because they were ready to compromise to accept this kind of thinking.
他能夠得到允許在地方層面的統治權。
They were offered roles to assist the ruling of Israelites.
當時的宗教開始腐敗。
At that time, religion became corrupt.
對於那些仍然堅持持守神話語的選民。
For those who were still holding on firmly to the faith,
處境非常之艱難。
The situation was challenging for them.
在這個黑暗的日子。
At this dark time,
有一個嬰孩出世。
A child was born.
他的名字叫耶穌。
His name is Jesus.
是神應許為他子民而生的基督。
He is the promised Christ or Messiah of God.
使徒保罗怎去描述基督而为我们而生？
What did the Apostle Paul say about Christ being born for us?
在加拉太书这么说。
In Galatians it says,
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，这生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship.
保罗提到有三方面。
Paul mentioned three things.
第一方面是时候满足。
The first aspect was that in the set time.
意思就是说神的应许在满足的时候就会被实现。
It means that in the set time, God's word will be fulfilled.
神有很多的应许。
God has many promises.
同时也都有很多启示他将会做的事。
And also at the same time, he has a lot of revelations of things that he will do.
但这些事的实践要在神的时间表里面。
But the fulfillment of these things will be within the time frame of God.
等候的时间可能很艰难。
It is hard during the time of waiting.
但神所说的一定会实现。
But what God has said will certainly be fulfilled.
因为草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Because the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.
圣诞节是提醒每一个属神的子民。
Christmas is a time to remind God's people.
神的话语、神的应许一定会实现。
God's word and his promises will certainly be fulfilled.
在第二部分保罗这么说。
On the second part, Paul tells us,
神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，这生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来。
God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law.
耶稣基督是为我们生在律法之下。
Jesus was born under the law for us.
为的是要救我们从律法之下出来。
The purpose is to redeem us from under the law.
耶稣基督是为我们生在同一个处境。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was born under the situation same as us.
他出生的时候跟我们一样那么无助。
When he was born,He was like us as a helpless baby.
他跟我们一起面对同一个的处境。
Like us, he had to face the same situations.
有我们同一样的身体上面的软弱。
He has the same limitations of us.
耶稣基督是为我们而生为人。
For our sake, our Lord Jesus Christ was born as a human being.
他表明神是愿意去体会我们的境况。
To demonstrate that God is willing to see what our experiences are.
神也都愿意去担当我们的软弱。
And he is also willing to bear our infirmities.
以致能够从我们的光景当中去拯救出来。
So that we can deliver from the situation we are in.
所以我们不应该想我们要有某一个程度神才会帮助我们。
So that don't think that we have to attain to a certain level before God will save us.
无论你现在是在寻找真理的当中 当中。
No matter whether you are still seeking the truth，
又或者你喺你嘅信仰上边有挣扎。
Or you are Christian but struggling in your faith，
又或者你正系喺困难同埋软弱当中挣扎。
Or struggling in your difficulties and weaknesses，
耶稣基督都愿意去体会、担当同埋去帮助你。
The Lord Jesus is willing to go through these with you， bear them for you and help you，
因为佢正系为你呢个缘故而生喺呢个世上。
Because for your sake he was born to this world，
正如使徒约翰咁讲。
As the apostle John says，
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us，
充充足足有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth，
只要我哋愿意去接受。
Only if we are willing to accept，
喺第三部分保罗咁讲。
In the third part Paul says，
叫我哋得着儿子的名分。
We might receive adoption to sonship，
得着英文嘅 translation 系 adoption。
The English translation is adoption。
Adoption 嘅意思系话由我哋而家嘅境况。
Adoption means from the situation we are in now，
改变成为为我哋一直所预备嘅。
Transformed to be what he has prepared for us to have。
根据罗马书同埋以弗所书。
According to the books of Romans and Ephesians，
呢个改变系藉着主耶稣。
The transformation is through our Lord Jesus Christ，
系要通过圣灵嘅能力。
By the power of the Holy Spirit，
系纯粹神嘅工作。
It is purely by God's work。
但系
，However，
呢个嘅改变需要我哋愿意去改变。
The transformation requires our willingness to change。
当我好细个嘅时候
，When I was little，
我好中意睇电视。
I liked to watch TV。
当时仲系黑白电视。
At that time, all the programs were in black and white。
当时好多嘅戏都系讲一个孤儿被收养。
At that time, there were a lot of movies about an orphan being adopted。
嗰啲收养嘅家庭，佢哋啊好有资源。
The foster families had a lot of resources。
佢哋都爱呢个细路仔。
They also love these children。
佢哋可以好好地咁栽培佢。
They could give them a very good brought up。
带俾佢有幸福开心嘅日子。
To give them love and blessing and happiness。
但好多时候嗰个细路仔唔愿意。
But very often the children were not willing。
佢唔会合作。
They would not cooperate。
佢都唔会听个收养佢嘅父母所讲嘅说话。
They would not listen to what the foster parents said。
我哋嘅天父为我哋预备咗好多嘢。
Our heavenly Father has prepared a lot of things for us。
佢有能力可以帮助我哋去改变。
He has the power to transform us。
但系同时，佢俾我哋有自由意志去选择。
But at the same time, he gives us the free will to make choices。
因为我哋嘅神系爱嘅神。
Because our God is the God of love。
系因为着佢嘅爱，佢俾我哋有意志去选择。
Because of his love, he gives us free will。
因为佢唔想我哋好似一个扯线公仔咁。
Because he doesn't want us to be puppets。
当我哋有自由意志嘅时候
，When we have free will，
我哋就需要去选择。
We have to make choices。
神已经为我们做了很多事。
God has done a lot for us。
如果我们想改变我们的生命，
If we want our lives to be transformed，
我们需要去选择跟从神。
We have to choose to follow God。
当我们面对生命上面的抉择的时候，
When we face the choices of life，
我们的想法会影响我们的决定。
Our thoughts will affect our decisions。
我们的想法也会影响我们的行动。
Our thoughts will also affect our actions。
神很想我们相信佢，倚靠佢。
God desires that we believe in Him and trust Him。
但好多时候，我哋嘅谂法同神唔一样。
But very often our thoughts are different from God's。
当环境好困难嘅时候
，When the circumstance is difficult，
我哋会想神改变我哋嘅环境。
We like God to change our circumstance。
但系神所希望嘅系改变我哋嘅心同我哋嘅观点。
But God desires to transform our hearts and our focuses。
我哋想神拎走我哋嘅问题同埋我哋嘅。
We want God to remove our problems and our difficulties。
但神关心的是你这个人。
But God is more concerned about each of us as a person。
很多时候我们会集中在我们的情感和情绪上面。
Very often we concentrate on our feelings and emotions。
但我们的感觉和情绪不能够塑造我们的生命。
But our feelings and emotions cannot mold our lives。
箴言这么说。
It is said in Proverbs。
你们要 保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
圣经话是我们的心。
The Bible says it is our heart.
意思就是说我们的想法和我们所相信。
It means our thoughts and our beliefs.
神叫我们要去保守我们的心。
God reminds us to guard our heart.
因为是我们的想法和我们所相信的会塑造我们的生命。
It is because our thoughts and our modes and our beliefs mold our lives.
即使我们所相信的不是真实。
Even what we believe may not be true.
举个例。
For example,
当我们觉得我们一事无成。
When you see yourself as not achieving anything,
你会认为你自己没什么价值。
You may find that you are worthless.
如果你这样想咁相信嘅話，
But when you believe that,
咁你就會再冇動力同埋決心去改變，去做得好一啲。
Then you will not have any motivation or determination to change and to improve.
因為你相信你冇能力去改變。
Because you believe you are powerless to change.
如果生命嘅價值係視乎你能夠做到啲咩嘅話，
If the worth of a person's life is dependent on what he can do,
難怪有啲人覺得老人家唔會再有啲咩嘢好大嘅貢獻。
No one.Some people believe that the elderly people can no longer make any contributions.
当他的健康和活动有问题的时候，
So when they have problems in their health or mobility,
他们不会再为他提供很多的资源。
They will not provide a lot of resources for these elderly people.
这个这样的看法是一个谎话。
Such a belief and perception is a lie.
但很多人去这样看。
But many people do believe that.
也都有这样的人相信。
And they also have this kind of thoughts.
如果我们的思想充满谎话和错误的想法的时候，
If our mind is filled with lies and wrong thinking,
我们就会作出错误的生命抉择。
We will make wrong choices in our life.
我们的出路在哪里？
What is the solution?
我们要有一个好的决定，我们必须要有好的资料。
To make good choices, we need good information.
一个成功的军事行动是依靠准确的情报。
The success of a military action relies on accurate intelligence.
一个成功的投资者，他需要有一些准确的资料去告诉他市场的需求。
The success of an investor relies on information pointing to what the next market demand will be.
作出一个生命的决定，我们要知道一些关乎生命的资料。
To make life decisions, we need information pertaining to life.
那我们去哪里找这些资料呢？
Where do we get such good information?
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Our Lord Jesus declared, I am the way and the truth and the life.
在主耶稣里面，我们可以有出路。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the solution.
在这里有两方面。
Here, I will mention two aspects.
第一方面，我们之前分享过。
The first aspect was what I just shared with you.
神藉着耶稣基督的降生去证明神的话是可信。
Step through the birth of Jesus Christ, God proved that his words are believable.
他所应许的一定会实现。
What he has promised will surely be fulfilled.
当我们面对生命上的抉择的时候，我们需要有可信的资料。
When we face life challenges, we need reliable information.
神的话与神的应许是最准确的资料。
God's word and God's promises are the most reliable information.
神话俾我哋听，超过有7000个应许。
God has told us over 7,000 promises.
当你面对佢生命嘅抉择嘅时候
，When you face life challenges and decisions，
究竟你知道神嘅话语同神嘅应许吗
？Do you know God's word and His promises？
喺第二方面
，The second aspect，
耶稣基督咁样讲
，The Lord Jesus Christ told us，
你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣基督话，真正相信佢嘅会听从佢嘅话语。
The Lord Jesus told us that those who truly believe in Him will follow what He says.
个应许咧，就系我哋会得着真理。
And the promise is that we will have the truth.
而呢个真理会令我哋得自由。
And the truth will set us free.
咁我哋从啲咩当中去得着自由咧？
From what are we set free?
其中一样嘢就系我哋从一啲破坏性嘅思想里边去释放。 放出嚟。
One of it is that we will be freed from this destruction thoughts。
咁乜嘢係破壞性嘅思想
？What are destructive thoughts？
例如你懷疑神。
For example, when we doubt God。
對自己係覺得係冇希望啦，或者冇價值嘅想法。
Or negative thoughts about ourselves being hopeless and worthless。
或者一啲扭曲嘅價值觀。
Or twisted view of values。
我哋思想上嘅改變唔係好似世人咁用一啲心理上面嘅方法，例如 positive thinking。
Our transformation in thinking is not by means of the theories of the world, such as positive thinking。
我哋嘅心意嘅更新係基於神嘅真理。
The transformation of the renewing of our mind is based on God's truths。
係基於神嘅應許。
Based on God's promises。
喺我今日初初分享嘅時候。
At the beginning of my sharing this morning。
我哋提過報紙用頭條講神唔係解決嘅方法。
I mentioned the newspaper headline that God is not the solution to problems。
當時喺網上邊有人咁回應。
At that time, someone gave this response on the internet。
佢話。
He said。
神係解決問題嘅方法。
God is the solution to problems。
神亦都已經提出咗解決問題嘅方法。
God has also provided。The way to solve the problems.
因為基督耶穌已經為我們而生。
For to us, Jesus Christ is born.
只要人選擇去相信耶穌基督。
When a person chooses to believe in Jesus Christ,
人的生命就能够改变。
Their life can be transformed.
问题就可以解决。
The problems can be solved.
保罗告诉我们听。
Paul tells us that.
圣诞节是一个有力的证据。
Christmas is a strong evidence.
告诉我们听神的应许神的说话在指定的时间会实现。
Telling us that God's promise will be fulfilled in his set time.
神願意嚟到我哋當中嘅境況去幫助我哋。
God is willing to come to our level to help us。
以致我哋能夠喺我哋嘅困境當中被拯救出嚟。
So that we can be transformed from our present situation。
去幫助我哋去改變。
To help us to change。
佢為我哋預備咗好多嘅嘢。
He has prepared a lot of things for us。
因為基督已經為我們而生。
Because to us Christ Jesus is born。
但我哋要作出呢個選擇。
But we have to make the choice。
我哋係咪？要去跟从他
whether to follow him,
同埋相信他
or whether to believe in him,
让我们一起低头祷告
and let's bow our heads to pray.
我天上阿爸父，我们再一次献上感谢同赞美。
Our heavenly Father, once again, we give you our thanks and praises.
感谢你应许耶稣基督。
We thank you that you promised us our Lord Jesus Christ.
他为我们而生。
He is born for us.
道成了肉身。
And the Word became flesh.
住在我们中间。
Dwelling among us.
在我们当中充充足足的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
求天父你今天早上怜悯今天站在你每一个台前的人。
God, this morning, may you have mercy on all of us who stand before you today.
求圣灵感动我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit work in our heart.
以至于我们的心能够因着你的真理和应许得着改变。
So that our hearts can be transformed because of your word and truth.
以至于我们能够有能力去改变我们的生命。
So that we can have the strength to transform our lives.
对你的话语我们能够扎根。
Because of this, your word, we can be rooted.
我们能面对这个世界的挑战。
We can face the challenges in this world.
直到主再来。
Until you come again.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣名祈祷。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.